I'm Jeremy Fulkerson, and I host the Hidden Stories podcast on the Sell or Die Network. In our podcast, we share stories of seemingly everyday people that are your neighbors, community leaders, entrepreneurs, survivors, mothers, fathers, and friends, but we don't share the regular dinner talk conversations. I believe we all want to be better spouses, friends, parents, and leaders. My hope is by hearing these hidden stories, it will give you the courage to be a better you. Find me on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. There are links in the show notes to subscribe.
Where do we start this?
An answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time, right?
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls.
I'm tweeting that puppy.
Okay. Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Thanksgiving edition of Sell or Die. My name is Jeffrey Gittimer. I wrote the Little Red Book of Selling.
And I'm Jen Gluckow, founder and author of Sales in a New York Minute. Welcome to Sell or Die.
It is the special, you know, if you don't know what Sell or Die is, it's the premier sales and personal development podcast on the planet Earth. And we are proud to bring it to you on a weekly basis. Our producer is here, the great Doug Branson. Say hello, Doug. And if you all will put down that extra order of turkey and listen for a little bit, we have some amazing information for you today that will help turn 2018 into 2019.
Ooh, I like that.
Yep.
So for those of you diehards out there, normally we have a guest on our Thursday episode, but because this is our Thanksgiving Day special, we're just going to talk to you today.
Yeah, we got some ideas for you. We got stuff for you that you're going to be able to use big time.
That's right. That's right. So, you know, what happens? Let's talk about what happens from like now until the end of the year. What might be happening to you right now?
Yeah.
If you're waking up thinking,
No one's
buying right now. Yeah. Everyone's on vacation. No one's returning my phone call. They're all busy. They're in holiday mode.
Yeah. I can't make a meeting. People are telling me to call me after the holidays.
We've got news for you.
Yeah. We're calling bullshit on Thanksgiving.
It's time to sell anyway, and we're going to help.
And I think that it's important for you to recognize that as a person who is in the profession of engaging and connecting, not necessarily selling, engaging and connecting, this is your time of year to do it. It's the holiday season. People are in a buying mode.
So I'm going to tell you a secret from like a my perspective. Normally, I'm booked every day, like almost every minute of every day from as early as people want to book with me, like 8 a.m. to 5 or 6 p.m. But the week after Thanksgiving and the week after that, and actually, this week, like leading up to Thanksgiving,
and next week, and
my schedule is sort of empty. You know what that means? If people were trying to sell me something, now diehards, don't try
Please
to sell me
call,
something,
right?
Okay? But if
no,
people
can,
were trying
listen.
To sell me something, this is the perfect time.
Call Jen.
Jen just invited cold calls right
Oh
there.
My goodness.
704-333-1112. No. Give her a buzz. And tell her you just need 5 minutes of her time.
But listen, if someone called me last week trying to set up a meeting for the week of Thanksgiving or right after that, I might say yes because, well, I'm free.
Yeah, well, you're reasonable. I don't, there's nothing free about
that. No, I'm not free,
yeah.
But I'm available
right,
for appointments. And I think that a lot of people in leadership and buying people in buying, you know, decision-making roles are having the same thing where they're free as well because people don't want to book meetings this time of year.
And there are many people who still have a budget to spend, and you might want to get in there and get that budget.
I remember last year, this was so cool, we were making sales up until like 7 or 8 p.m. on the 31st, and people were like, I got to get my money and I got to spend it. Can I pay you right now? I'm like, yes. Yeah. I mean, it was 7 o'clock in Paris, so it was only 1 o'clock here. They were like, well, like, literally, like,
Our phone was ringing as we were kind of walking around the city.
And we were making sales because people are buying right now. And if you think they're not buying, maybe they're just not buying from you. And you can change that. Okay? We're going to tell you how.
They're buying on Amazon. They're buying at Macy's. They're buying at Walmart. So they're buying at Target.
Would you say it's fair to say that there is an attitude among some, and I'm not saying this is our diehards out there because they've been listening for a long time and they know better, but is there an attitude among some around these final 3 weeks that, well, you know, people just don't want to hear from me. They don't want to hear from a salesperson at the end of the year, so I'm just going to wait till January and call them.
I think it diehards. If that is your attitude and if that's what you're thinking, I want you to ask yourself if that's really what you're thinking or if you're trying to make an excuse to not call.
Exactly. And what is your value to that person? What's their perceived value of you to take the call and want to talk to you? Mm-hmm. Oh, Bob's calling. He must have something valuable to say to me because Bob's a valuable guy.
Right. Right.
So that's where I'm coming from. Jen?
Yeah. So, you know, there's 3 weeks left till the end of the year.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about three things our diehards can do, what you can do to step it up, to set it up for a successful 2019.
And listen carefully because these ideas are going to be variations of what we have talked about, but never delineated. And these are things that you can do that will build your base, build your career, actually build your sales and your revenue coming into 2019. We want you to start them now and then continue doing them throughout the year.
And let's be honest, we know you're busy this week. We know you're busy. So we're going to keep this episode short.
Yeah.
And we're going to dive into each of these three things over the next three Motivational Mondays. So we do Motivational Mondays. We air them on the show. But you can also join us live on Facebook where you can engage in the conversation with us. So if you want to talk about these three things deeper with us, just make sure you join us Mondays.
I love how we're teasing this. Everyone's going, what are the three things?
We're going to make this episode so short, we're ending it now.
Let's not even, let's just tell them next time.
No!
All right.
There we go.
You want to go with the first thing or you want me to say the first thing?
I'll be the judge. I'm going to give it to Jen.
All right. So this is taken from my book, Sales in a New York Minute, which, by the way, you can get on Amazon like right now.
Right this minute, no pun intended.
It will ship to you on January 1st. It's 212 pages of real world, easy to implement strategies to make more sales, build loyal relationships, and make more money. So it's called Sales in a New York Minute. And there is a page in here where I say, the more balls you throw up in the air, the more will come pouring down into your bank account. And I follow that up after some really good content that you'll have to buy the book to hear more about with drink more coffee with more people more often and make more sales. So here's my challenge to you. Right now, you may be making excuses for why you don't have that many prospecting meetings and relationship building meetings set up between now and the end of the year. So I'm going to challenge you. I don't care if you're listening to this on Thanksgiving Day or a couple days after. I want you to go out and make 20 relationship building breakfast appointments or coffee meetings that are not currently on your calendar. 20 before the end of the year. Now, some of those people you call may say, yeah, I'd love to get together. I want to meet with you in 2019. Let's set that date now. Amazing. You're going to be ahead of the ball, ahead of the curve. But what?
You're going to have balls.
You're going to be ahead of a lot of guys.
Yeah, you're going to be ahead, okay? But then that means you just have to call more people to get 20 meetings, relationship building meetings, between now and the end of the year. Why 20? Well, because I think it's doable and a stretch goal.
Because there's 20 minutes in an hour. Because there's 20 minutes in 20 days in a month.
And
it's obvious.
Yeah, it's totally obvious.
No, it's a number you can achieve is what it is.
That's right. It's doable. And if you're already thinking it's not doable, that's the wrong attitude, buddy. I need you to wake up and smell the sale over some coffee. Yeah.
That's amazing, Jen. And you know what's cool about that as well? That if you set up 20 breakfast meetings between now and the 1st of January, you can eat whatever you want because your New Year's resolution is going to be to lose weight anyway.
That's right. So eat all the bacon that you want right now. I do every day.
And make all the bacon you want.
Exactly. And then you'll be bringing it home.
Boom. Jen, way to go. So who are the people that are on your challenge list? Not your bucket list, just your challenge list. Who do you really want to meet? And make at least 5 of the 20 meetings with people that you really feel can benefit from a meeting with you.
You know, we aired that episode recently with David Berkus about friend of a friend, right? And really digging into your network. And I want you to dig into the people that you already know that you just need to reconnect with and reestablish relationships with and meet with them over coffee, because you never know the gold you're going to find in rekindling those relationships.
I'm going to give you one idea. You can call the people that you already know and who already love you, set an easy meeting with them and ask them to bring the person that they know that you really want to meet with. In other words, make it a 3-way, not just a 2-way.
Well, proxy action.
Yeah. Ooh.
My friend Jim is like notorious for doing that. Yeah. He is amazing at that.
And it's a shocker and it's a value provider, and you can do the same for them. If you really want to get a meeting with somebody that you're having a hard time meeting with, why don't you say, listen, I have somebody with me that I think wants to do business with you. Mm-hmm. They'll meet with you every single time.
All right, so that's item one. We're going to dig deeper into that in a future Motivation Monday coming up in these final 3 weeks. Jeffrey, what's number two?
Number two is I'm asked a lot of questions. One, I used to be asked, why have the Eagles never won a Super Bowl? That's over. The next one is, why is your hair falling out? And I don't know the answer to that. But the question I get more than anyone that has to do with business and life or sales is, how did you get where you are? What did it take for you to do the things that you do and be the person who you are? And the secret is not very secretive. I'm writing about it in the Sales Manifesto, hold up book, but we're only audio. And towards the end of the book, on page 164 to be exact, it says, understanding and implementing manifesto growth mastery. And obviously the manifesto is a self-explanatory word, but how do you get to grow? What do you have to do every day to grow? And I have a morning routine. My morning routine is, and this is the secret, I wake up and I write, read, prepare, or some combination of those three. And that causes me to think and create. Those 5 things have enabled me over the last 25 years to write 15 books, make thousands of speeches, and earn what I deserve. And the challenge for you is, you are not devoting enough time to yourself in order to create that growth mode. And yes, I have a daughter, and yes, I'm with her 1 week every other week. And yes, I got to get up early. So I get up earlier on those days so that I can be productive for myself first. It doesn't happen every day. Sometimes I have to do it afterwards. But the bottom line is, I'm making certain that I'm taking care of myself. And I'm challenging you as a diehard. When you wake up, you want to make certain that you are challenging yourself to write, read, prepare, that will cause you to think and create. And that's what we're going to talk about in one of our Motivational Mondays, so you can have the real game plan for success. The only thing I can promise you is it works.
I love it.
Next.
All right. So the next thing is something that we both practice all the time.
Yeah.
Not all the time, but whenever we can.
Well, whenever we practice it. Exactly. We practice it as often as we can. Correct?
Correct.
And
what is it?
We go somewheres.
Yeah, it's called recreate, which also has in it
recreate.
Okay? So by finding recreational activities or places to recreate, you are recreating yourself, your inspiration, your ideas, your motivation, your internal go factor. And so it's coming up that it's the end of the year.
Yep.
And you might be going somewhere, but you may be totally jammed with activities while you're there, family obligations, whatever it may be.
People you don't like. Your Uncle Bill, your Uncle Harry, your Aunt Mary, your mother-in-law, estranged family members. I think what you need to do is get over them and focus on things that can help you and things that will relax you, not things that make you pissed off and take another shot of tequila.
So your challenge during that time when you're going away right now, because most people don't go on solo vacations to like, you know, go do, well, some people do that now, like yoga retreats and stuff like that, where they really get centered again. But your challenge is to find a way, find time for yourself every day during that vacation to rejuvenate and to inspire yourself. And it may be, I don't know, taking a long bath. It may be going on a walk.
Get on an airplane and get the hell out of town. Come on.
But if you already have family obligations, your challenge is going to be, and if you don't, great, but your challenge is going to be to find time for yourself during that time.
I love this show because this show has dedicated itself to helping people help others.
Yeah.
But in order to help others, a message that this show talks a lot about is in order to help others, you have to take care of yourself.
And
yes, that's
the
right.
Root word of help is hell. And I want everybody to understand that at some point you're going to go through hell to be able to get this done, period.
Okay. So that's it for today. We are going to go live with these ideas and strategies and go deeper into them and give you ways you can use them coming up just as early as Monday.
And the next
Monday. Yeah,
The next time you hear from us on a podcast, we're going to be on a beach.
Well, not yet. We have Monday's episode first, and then we leave after that.
We're going to a beach.
Yes. All right. Until next time, I'm Jen Gluckow.
And I'm Jeffrey Gittimer telling you to go gobble up those sales appointments. Have a great time with your family, even the ones you don't really love, and get out there and sell something, even if your ass falls off.
Sell or Die Hard. If you love the show, make sure you've subscribed.
And if you've subscribed, make sure you rate us on iTunes or give us a star on Overcast.
And if you've done all of that, tell a friend about the best sales podcast on the planet. Or better yet, tell both your friends.
And if you've done all of that, well, you're a true sell or diehard, and we thank you.